Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. India's Christians deal with backlash from a new legislative bill, but an upcoming decision from the Supreme Court could bring some relief. Then, South African women enter the battle to raise the next generation. We'll give you the details on that in just a few moments. We'll begin today in India, where an unofficial legislative bill can stir up danger for Christians today. India's Rajasthan state passed its latest anti-conversion law, September 9. Now, these laws are easy to leverage to accuse believers of forcing people to convert to Christianity. Already, at least 9 incidents of attack or harassment against Christians have been documented in Rajasthan. John Bodetti with Bibles for the World.
While this law has actually not been signed by the governor and actually made law, it has certainly emboldened the fanatic Hindu groups there.
Here's what you need to know. First, this surge of mistreatment isn't surprising, but it is a reminder to pray that attackers will see the light of Christ as believers respond. Second, pray for the roadblock that came up last month against anti-conversion laws. India's Supreme Court called for 9 of India's 12 states with such laws to respond to petitions challenging those laws. The court says it'll consider granting a stay on their enforcement.
That is a very, very important step that the Supreme Court has taken in asking the states to basically show cause why they have passed these laws and, you know, really holding to the Indian Constitution, which guarantees freedom of religion.
Next, statistically, if every Christian shared the gospel with just 3 unreached people, the whole world could hear the good news by now. Yet David Boghossian from the Alliance for the Unreached reminds us it's not that simple. The reality is that these 3 billion unreached people live in hard-to-access places.
These are places where Christian witness is heavily persecuted.
The good news is that faithful believers, both indigenous and those called from other nations, are going there to bring the message of Christ.
God is moving. And so our job is to pray for those people, to get behind those that are trying to reach them, and to stand with God's people that are on the front lines of this type of witness.
Boghossian adds that our daily troubles often distract us from God's greater work. Just as Jesus lifted the disciples' eyes to the harvest, he calls us to do the same.
Jesus wanted to lift their eyes above all of that, to see what God is doing, to see what heaven sees.
We begin by asking God to give us his vision for the world. Then seek out knowledge about the nations and act.
We're God's people. We are his hands and his feet. And this is what Jesus was doing. Jesus went out to seek and to save the lost.
Be God's ambassador in your community. Pray for a heavenly perspective to guide your work. Pray also for the unreached to find their brave evangelist. And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Finally, Single Moms Raising Sons is encouraging grannies in South Africa who are raising their grandchildren. Greg Yoder with Christian World Outreach.
There are ladies who have taken in their grandchildren and are caring for them. And because the generations have changed and that kind of thing, they're dealing with things that they didn't deal with when they were raising their children. So we have meetings with the grannies and speaking into their lives and helping them with parenting skills now that some of them are in their 80s.
This work with grandmothers ultimately helps the children too.
It gives them more stable life being raised with the grannies and being able to help them support themselves as well as come alongside them with other things. But, you know, these kids are hurting. They're being raised by a granny that's generations older than them. It can be difficult for both.
CWO has hope that this ministry will reach grannies and kids.
We're just excited about what's happening in South Africa with this ministry to see the excitement that these ladies have when they come together, being able to share their stories with each other and ultimately receive healing that they need, that really comes from God's love and what he can do for their lives.
Please pray for workers to lead well and for the ministry to continue to bear fruit. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join in praying with them from October 12th through the 26th. God wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth, and it all begins with prayer. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.